Hello?
Hey, Robert. Can you hear me better?
Still about the same. I don't know. Maybe it's my Bluetooth. Maybe I'll try to just put go on. You know what? I'll just keep it like this. I don't know. There's something going on, but it's okay. I mean, we got to do. I'll do the best we can here.
Love the positivity. Absolutely. And you said you're on your way to the office currently, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to take me 15 minutes to get there, but this is fine. I prefer not to waste time. This is fine.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I'm going to try to loop in Gina now then real quick.
Okay.
It looks like she's already in there. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, Gina. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, it's fine. I can hear you.
Okay. And Robert, how does everything sound on your end?
We'll deal with it the same, but that's all right. We'll deal with it.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, so I'm not sure. Did Robert go over any information with you yet so far, Gina?
A little bit.
Okay. So, basically, what we do, we are a Google Channel Premier partner. We've been in business for over 18 years. We have a 97% of retention rate and a 4.9 out of 5 stars of for customer satisfaction. So we're very good at what we do, and the reason being is that our listings are very exclusive. Being a Google partner, we can only work with one company per industry per area. So if I work with Bagley and Ragucci Construction, I can't work with any other construction companies in the Saugus, Massachusetts area. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, great. Because what happens is if we just worked with anyone in every location, our services would not work. The optimization would cancel each other out, and then we wouldn't be able to be in business for 18 years. So that's just a little background on how we are different from other SEO companies that I'm sure you're probably receiving similar calls from. Now,
okay. We
talked a little bit about being able to go in and track the numbers. Because what we do is we provide our clients with a dashboard. It's a fully customized tracking and reporting system that you'll be able to go into at any point in time that you'd like. You can go in there and look at what keywords that you guys pop up for as long as they're services that you provide. You can go in there and change your keywords if you ever, get a new service under your belt and you want to be found for that. You would just go into your dashboard, change up the keywords. You can absolutely do that. You could see how many clicks you're receiving and even the location that search was performed in. And in addition to this, we can even track how many calls you receive from new clients. So if you want to run specific promotions, let's say you guys start getting really big and you want to start advertising for your company that you're hiring, you can absolutely cater your advertising campaign to showcase that for your hiring to bring in quality candidates. So if there's any content that you ever want to change all across the board with all of your listings, because we do actually include more than just a Google listing, we're going to get you listed on Bing, Apple, and Yelp as well. Those are some of the most popular directories in your area, so we're going to make sure that you're populating on those websites too. And what that's going to do, it's really going to help with the optimization. It's going to increase your brand relevancy and give you a very strong internet presence. So our directory package plays a massive role in keeping our clients at the top of Google. Do you have any questions about anything I just went over so far?
Nope.
No.
Okay, great. So we are also going to give you voice activation on Amazon Alexa and Google Home. So if anybody's in your targeted service area and they're asking Google or Alexa, hey, where are construction companies around me? Then they're going to show the first page of Google, which is where you will be listed. Also, we do exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we're going to cover literally all of your bases with this package. Now, what's also included is Facebook advertising. And the way that those ads work, they're a click to call. But we don't charge pay per click. Actually, basically $100 of the 249 monthly fee goes towards your Facebook advertising. It's 50 cents per click. So once the budget runs out, it runs out. But that is, if my math is correct, that is close to about 200 calls that you can receive just from Facebook ads. Does that make sense so far?
It does. But my question is once it goes beyond that, do I start getting billed?
No, it will not go beyond it. So you get up to 200 clicks, and once it runs out, like I said, it runs out. So your monthly will never increase or go above the 249. It's a flat rate for as long as you stay with us.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
So now, as far as the Facebook advertising, okay. So now, okay, guys, you can finish that, and then let's. Then I want to talk about the ads themselves and how that works.
Okay, yeah. So basically with Facebook advertising, what will happen is let's say that they go on Google and they're looking for construction companies and they're in your targeted service area, however far your radius you're looking to go. What they'll do is, let's say maybe 2 hours later, they go on Facebook and they're just perusing through Facebook, looking at stories and pictures and, you know, whatever they're looking at, your ads are actually going to pop up on their feed because they're going to, you know how the internet just memorizes everything that you search and shows you what it thinks you want to see. So your ads are going to pop up on their feed just from them doing a simple search, whether that be Facebook or Google. And like I said, it is a click to call. So they don't even really need to do much. All they have to do is click on your ad and that call will go directly to you. There is no third party involved with your leads with our program. Even though we provide the means to track and look at your reporting system, it doesn't mean that they're going to have to come to us before they go to you. You know, your calls directly go to you at the time that they need you. So what kind of questions do you have about anything I just went over?
Nothing. It's just that, you know, it had all the bases covered, and it sounds like a very aggressive and effective way to advertise, and, I'm more concerned about pinpointing the things we do and, you know, setting up the ads themselves. That's really, what I'm concerned.
Okay. So in terms of our timeline of things, right, because I just want to be very crystal clear on the timeline of how everything works with our company. Now, the first step, let's say you sign up today, the first step would be getting your client onboarding scheduled for Monday. We don't waste any time here. We get started on your campaign the very next business day. So we would schedule your client interview with our technician team for Monday, and you and Gina can both be part of that, absolutely. Or if you'd just like Gina to oversee it, we can make that happen too.
So let me ask you, are there any other fees involved other than the monthly fee?
Nope, it is just
setting up website or anything. Okay.
Nope, it is just the flat $249. So everything is that we talk about today is included with that $249.
Setting up the website and the Facebook ad.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, what about my existing? Now, are we going to take any of the I have an existing website and whatnot. Are we taking anything from that? How does that come into play?
So if you'd like, you don't have to take us up on the website. You could actually give us access to your website, and we can help continue to build your website. If you want to keep your website the way it is, we would just need access, and we can absolutely just take that and help you out with it, if that answers your question.
I'm just wondering what makes sense, and like you to take a look at it. And also, I do have a Facebook ad that we set up years ago, really didn't do much with it. I know, Facebook and Instagram, I'm assuming that Instagram goes hand in hand with Facebook, correct?
So we actually, at this moment, we we don't provide Instagram advertising. I think that that's okay. Something that our CEO could be looking into because he is super savvy and with, like, the times. So he's always doing research and looking at, you know, the best options for our clients. So I really wouldn't be surprised if we end up adding Instagram in the near future. I can absolutely make a note of that for you and contact you when we do add Instagram.
Now, as far as okay, I appreciate that. Now, as far as a Facebook ad, I do have a Facebook ad set up somewhere that, you know, we may be, but, you know, something, maybe we have to set up a new one because I don't have any of the old passwords and stuff, so.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
so they'll
fine.
Be setting up a new, so they'll set up a new Facebook ad as well for us.
Yes, it looks like you already have a Facebook page, so, like, you just said that, but I think you mentioned you haven't been on it in a while or you don't remember the login information.
Yeah, I don't have any of that information. That was set up years ago,
I'm taking a look at it right now, and the top post, I think, was posted back in, 2018, that's like 5 years ago. So, yeah, we can absolutely get you set up with a new one. And we can actually even make sure it's completely separate from your personal Facebook. Because I know some clients, they don't want the link between the two. So if that's a concern of yours, we can make it completely separate. So, yeah, we can definitely jumpstart the Facebook for you and start getting some your Facebook ads will be up and running within the first 7 to 14 days once you sign on with us.
Okay. And what about the website? What can we do with that? Because I know that I believe the other advertiser that we've been using, I believe they're hosting it. And I believe they might have been instrumental in helping us set up. Did they, Gina, help us set up, or was that Steve Cassanetti that we were working with that helped us set up a website before?
To be honest with you, I'm kind of confused. I know they helped set up the website, but they don't own the website. Am I correct, Jackie?
Let me pull up the website real quick, because sometimes if you go to the bottom of the website, I know it will state, like, who the website is ran by. So taking a look at it.
And I couldn't find anything at the very bottom. I just went to BagleyBuilders.com.
Yeah, I'm there right now. I don't see any, like, other companies advertising for your website. You don't recall the company that put this together for you?
I don't.
Rob, I don't think it was, who did you say? Steve?
Well, remember Steve, a few years back, we had Steve Cassanetti doing it, you know, and he met with us, and he helped set it up, but then he retired.
Right, but you know, I believe he set up the online website for, like, what she's doing. I don't believe it was, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Well, we must be paying someone to keep up the website every month, right?
No, we don't pay every month. I think it's like a every 2 year subscription.
Okay, so that has nothing to do
with the domain.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with our advertiser per se. That our online advertiser.
Correct.
Mhm. Okay. Does that make sense to you, Jackie?
Yeah, that makes sense. And as long as they're not another SEO company, like if they're only doing your website and hosting that for you, then it shouldn't be any kind of conflict of interest. I know that companies can't work with two SEO companies at the same time because, like, kind of like us, if we work with two companies, the optimization will cancel each other out. So if they're just overseeing your website, I don't think that'll be an issue. I would recommend maybe looking into who exactly you're paying to oversee that and maybe try to reach out to them to just see, you know, how we can get access. I know our technician team is really good at what they do, too. They might even be able to have some pointers on how they can get access to your website as well. Now, let's say if anything happens. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Gina, just do you have the invoice that we are getting from Robert in that what's the name of the company that's sending us that we're paying right now for?
It's Masterpiece Media. Yes, I save all the invoices in a folder online.
Okay, Masterpiece Media. Okay. I think we should we reach out to them? I just, like you said, I want to avoid any conflict of interest. You know what I mean? That's important to me. I don't want to get in
So what we could do... Yeah, so what we could do, like I said, these listings are first come, first serve. We could get you guys signed up today, and the website is definitely something that can be addressed in the interim before your client onboarding. Because let's say, worst case scenario, you end up canceling your service with your website builder, and you might possibly be able to either buy out the domain or just lose the website altogether. You can absolutely you can absolutely just work with our company and we can build you a new website. Now that's worst case scenario. Let's say that you find out that, you know, you can keep your website and your domain and then just give access to our technician team, then we can roll that way as well.
Okay. Well, all right. So I just want to find this stuff out.
Gina, could you give me the name of that company again? I'm going to do a quick Google search just to make sure they're not a technical other SEO company.
Masterpiece Media.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it kind of looks like they're another SEO company. Masterpiece.
That was my concern. You canceled it, Gina?
Yes, we canceled it. I just got the last invoice of cancellation.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's great then, right? I guess that answers our question. When did you guys cancel with them? Just to make sure there's no overlap.
Rob, when did you cancel on the phone with him?
I don't know. It was back in June. But I did see something here. Hey, Rob, I canceled next month's invoice. I'll keep the website and program running for you as a long-time customer courtesy, Rob.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So how does that come into play?
Let me reach out to my boss real quick and just ask him if that should be an issue. I don't think it should, because we do business with companies who already have a website in place all the time, and we're usually able to get access to the website and help them keep working on it and build it up for them. So let me just send him a quick message, and then we can keep moving with the conversation. He's usually very responsive, and then we can circle back to that. So give me one second. I'm going to reach out to him now.
It was canceled on July 25th.
Okay. So it must have been the end of June. Okay, 1 week. Okay.
Yeah, so Steve was a, Steve Castanetti, he web consultant, and it's a marketing website as well that we could do.
That was Hebo?
I'm so sorry. What was that?
I was talking to Rob about...
No, she was talking to me. She was talking to me about... Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I just reached out to my boss and I just explained to him, you know, they worked with an SEO company in the past, but they, as a courtesy, let them hold on to the domain. Will that be an issue? So we'll see what he says. Because like I said, worst case scenario, if we can't work with that website, we would just build you up a new one, and we would actually have the website up and running within the first, 7 to 14 days. So in the 7 to 14-day marker, not only would we have your Facebook ads up and running, we would also have your website up and running if you were to take our company up on the offer. I'm sure they could start working on your website sooner than that, since you already, you know, in the event that they can keep working on what you already have. Like I said, we don't waste any time here. So if they have the ability, and the timeline that I'm about to go over with you both, this really applies to clients who don't already have a strong internet presence, but your company does. I noticed that you have a Google Business Profile already, which is really going to help save time in terms of, getting you guys verified. I don't even think we need to get you verified because you already have a Google Business Profile. So, you know, that is usually the big ticket number that takes the 30 to 45 days to get you listed on the first page of Google. Our terms and conditions do state 30 to 45 days until you're on Google, but that's in the event also if our clients don't have a Google Business Profile. So what I'm trying to say is it could be seen much sooner since you're already ahead of the game, but we do state in our terms and conditions to give us at least the 30 to 45 day marker, and that's why we encourage our clients to sign on with us for at least 2 months starting out, because then by that second month you should absolutely be there, and at that rate it's just continuously reporting any ongoing review or any like accuracy, just ensuring that we have accuracy across all of your listings. So it's just a matter of keeping in touch with our technician team so we can make sure that everything is correct online for you guys. Now, after you have the client onboarding, in the first 5 to 7 days, that's when you'll be able to go in and look at your dashboard, which is that reporting and tracking system that I was telling you about. So that'll be viewable for you within the first 5 to 7 days. Your directory submissions to Yelp, Bing, and Apple will be in effect those in that time frame too. So the idea is that we have all these little pieces of the puzzle that are coming to fruition to start generating direct calls to come to you as early as between the 5 and 14 day marker, between the directory submissions, your website, and your Facebook ads, right? And that's designed so that we start getting calls coming directly to you while we work on your big ticket item, which is your Google Business Profile. But like I said, since you already have an online presence, you already have a Google Business Profile, it really shouldn't take that 30 to 45 days, but, you know, just to kind of cover our bases here, we like to be very upfront and transparent about that with our clients. Do you have any questions about the timeline of anything that I just went over?
I do not.
No,
Rob and clarify something. So I just looked on Alpine Web. We have our domain from Alpine Web. And the registration date was Saturday, December 20th, 2008, and it automatically renews on Tuesday, December 19th, 2023. So nobody owns our web, our domain. It's us.
Oh, that's good.
Okay,
so basically, Jack, so you're not going to have an issue doing what you just said for everything because we already handled with Masterpiece Media.
Correct.
So all they were was directing the marketing. That's all. So basically we've moved on from them. We're going to work with you, and now you know the ball's in your court, you know?
All right. Well, sounds like a plan. So you guys, you want to go for it? You want to give it a shot? I mean, let us earn the 99% trust if you give us just the 1%, right?
We're here.
Okay.
We're here. Let's do it.
All right. I like the sound of that. Sounds great. So Okay, to get started then, I'm just going to pull up our in our system here, your account. So now I know Gina is the office manager, but Robert, you're the owner, right? So maybe we should have your name on the account, but if you'd like Gina to be the one to sit down with the onboarding team, we can make that happen as well. So, you know, how do you want to go about this?
Put my name down. Yeah, put my name down, and then she can be, you know, she can be a contact person. You know, she can put her under the title office manager.
Okay, so I'm going to put you down as the contact. So let's start with you first. So I have Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. I've never seen Robert spelled any other way.
Right.
We're good there? Okay.
Yep.
And what's your last name, Robert? Is it Bagley?
Bagley, B-A-G-L-E-Y, yep.
Okay, and for the contact email, this is the email. Now, as we go through everything in the next couple minutes, I'm going to be sending you over all the information via email as well as SMS text message. So what's a good email that you want all of that sent over to?
As far as what, business correspondence?
Yeah.
Bagleyinc at yahoo.com.
Okay. Bagley.
Right, Gina?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bagleyinc@yahoo.com. So I have that spelled B-A-G is in girl, L-E-Y-I-N-C at yahoo.com.
Correct. Yep.
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, for the business phone number, I have 978-536-0200. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And it does have a spot to list your cell phone number, Robert. Like I said, we're going to be sending everything in SMS text, and that's the same number?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
No. My cell phone number is 781-789-0641.
Okay, just to read it back, I have 781-789-0641, correct?
Correct, yep.
Great. All righty, and then I'm just taking a look here. You guys are over on the East Coast.
Yep.
All righty, just
we are
updating
over on the West Coast.
We are, yes, that's correct. I actually grew up on the East Coast, though. I'm from Pennsylvania, so East Coast has a special place in my heart always.
Good.
All right. Now, for your Google business.
Is your whole family out there?
Yeah. I have some family down in Florida, so I do take trips to Florida occasionally. It's just so dang hot down there. You go outside for like 5 minutes. That's all I can bear.
Yeah, no bargain here today. I'm at 93 right now, so.
Oh, geez. Oh, man. Yeah. That's rough. Stay cool. So for your, you already have a Google business profile, and it's Bagley and Ragucci Construction, Inc., period. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
At 3 Clayton Ave, Sagas, Massachusetts, 01906.
Yeah, well, the thing is, that 3 Clayton Ave, that's no longer the address, so.
Okay, so you had an address change. We can take care, we can get you re-verified then for your Google business profile. I believe if you have an address change, you do have to get re-verified, but hey, since we're a Google business partner, Google actually trusts us to handle that verification, so we can absolutely help take that off of your hands. Now, so we want to keep the business name the same, but we're just changing the address, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Going to update that. All right, and what is the new address?
Well, I mean, I don't know. What should I use? Should I use my office address? But the thing is, we you know, it's not a, you know, it's, you know, maybe we'll just use 24 Main Street, Gina, in Saugus.
It's going to get mailed there, though.
Are we going to get mail to this location or no?
Yeah, they will be sending you a postcard with your PIN verification number on it.
No. We're going to have
to use the post office. Can we use the post office address, P.O. Box?
No. What you could do is you could use one of your home addresses, and then when you do your client onboarding, just let them know that you don't want your address to be shown on Google.
What a pain in the ass.
Do you want my address?
Gonna have to. Because my address in New Hampshire, I don't get mail. I have a post office box in New Hampshire too. The mail doesn't go to my house in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and you're gonna want it to be in Saugus, Massachusetts, because that is, you know, where you're looking to target your audience. So
then you know what? Put it 24 Main Street, Saugus, Massachusetts. I'll put a mailbox out front. Okay. Yeah, I'll put a new mailbox up.
All righty, 24 Main Street, MAIN Street. The address came right up, so we should be good there. All right, I'm just gonna taking your domain and including that there, right? Because I would assume you want your domain to be found with your Google Business Profile.
Yes, correct. The domain is for BagleyBuilders.com, and that's the website. But the Google profile is Bagley Construction, Inc. So I think it gets a little confusing, right?
That's okay. It's really just, you know, we're going to link your domain to your Google Business Profile with getting you re-verified. But as long as the name is how you want it to be, which is Bagley and Ragucci Construction, Inc., period, just to be very exact with you, it'll stay like that. It doesn't really, I mean, I don't really think it matters if your website has kind of like a different name, because they're going to be linked. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
All right, so the domain will link to Google plus website?
Yeah, so, you know, when you go on, you look up a company on Google and it gives you an option, it just says click, it has like the little box and it says website, so they won't even see your domain. They're just going to click website and it'll take you to the BagleyBuilders.com.
Okay.
Great. Okay. So just updating that for you. Okay. So I'm just going to go over a couple quick questions with you. Now, this is just going to really help jumpstart the onboarding process that will be scheduled for Monday. So first and foremost, just go ahead and list off for me all of the services that your company offers that you want to be found for. Like, these are the keywords that you'll be found for. I believe you get up to about 15 or 20.
Okay, I'll give you some right now. Building, remodeling, renovation, kitchens, bathrooms, additions, insurance-related work, maybe just insurance work. What else? Windows, carpentry, what's that?
Basement.
Just trying to think.
I'm sorry, did you say cabinetry or carpentry?
Carpentry.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is we also, is new home construction, that would be three words, wouldn't it? New construction is one, I guess we're already under. And then maybe siding. We can put siding in there.
Okay.
Um, construction management. Construction. I've already got that. Construction management.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I'm just trying to think. I mean, I think we covered most of the bases, right? What's that?
Garage. Garage.
I'm trying to be more. Maybe finished basements, Gina, you know? We could do that. Decks. We could do decks. Right?
Okay.
And three season rooms.
Okay. Anything else?
We have 15 so far.
Well, I am going to... What's that?
I was asking Jackie, how many words do we have so far?
Let me see. We have building, remodeling, renovations, kitchens, bathrooms, additions, insurance work, windows, carpentry, basements, new construction, siding, construction management, finished basements, decks, three-season rooms. I counted 16.
Oh, no, we're beyond 15. Okay.
I believe you get 15 to 20. I'm not 100%.
That's fine. Right where we're at, that's fine. I got to run in the store. You guys okay for a minute?
Yeah, we can keep going.
Okay, cool. Great.
Now, for the best...
I'm going to keep...
For the best phone number to reach you at, would you like me to list your number, Robert, or would you like me to list Gina's number?
What do you mean, for clerical or for business? I mean, for who?
In other words,
she handles the office. On the ads?
I think it's actually for our company to contact you, because we have another question for your preferred method of contact from your customers. So there's two different preferred methods of contact. So this is just for our company.
Okay, for me it would be obviously my cell phone. For the company, I would say, you know, myself and Gina would be fine, but probably Gina.
But for clients to get Rob, it would be him, his cell phone.
Yeah, for clients it would be to, you know, call me directly, obviously.
Okay, so for your clients, you would want them to call the number ending in 0200 or ending in 0641?
For clients?
For your customers, yes.
Well, if they're going to call the 0200 number, which is a great business number, it's going to get forwarded to my cell phone anyway, so just keep the 0200 number.
Okay, perfect. And I did have that number listed for your Google Business profile as well. Is that correct? Just to make sure.
Correct, yeah. I'm running in the store, yeah.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so, hey, Gina, what are your hours of operation then for your company?
My hours of the company itself.
The company, right, yeah, Bagley and Ragucci.
The company itself, it would be, I think it's like 7 to 4, Monday through Saturday. That's what he has. I don't know. Yeah, he has Monday through Saturday, 7 to 4, Sunday closed. I don't know if he wants to change that, though.
Okay, we can double check that when he comes back. And then let's see. Do you now, since you guys do have a Google Business profile already, do you guys have a business license?
What do you mean? I'm sorry, I'm new to this.
No worries. No, it's okay. I know that Google has been kind of cracking down in terms of getting businesses verified recently. So, you know, it's just part of our onboarding process to confirm if your business does have their business license.
His business has licenses, yes.
We okay.
have licenses for HIC. HIC and the CSL, plus we are fully insured with
perfect
liability and workers' comp.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because that was my next question: is if your company is also insured? Okay, great. So I guess I gotta wait for him to.
That's like when they're open, basically. So they're open doing business from 7 to 4. But for Rob to get called, it can be after 4 or email. Do you know what I'm saying?
In terms of the hours of operation?
In terms of the, yeah.
Okay, so we can always confirm with Robert, too, when he comes back. And just to be clear, they're going to go over all this information and confirm it all when you do your client onboarding on Monday as well. So if you know, after the conversation today, if you're like, oh, we should have listed this service, or, you know what, maybe we actually want our hours of operation to go a little bit later, they'll absolutely go over all of that information with you when they bring you on board on Monday.
Okay. I would add in home offices.
Okay, great. Yeah. Let me go back to back over to that home offices. Great.
Did you have basement plus finished basements?
Yeah, I do. I have basements and finished basements. Did you want me to get rid of one?
No, because maybe somebody might just put in basement instead of finished basement.
Okay.
Unless you just want to rob that.
I mean, I think it would be beneficial to have both. I would take up as many keywords as you can, to be, in my opinion,
yeah.
For sure. And then if they meet with you with the onboarding and they say, oh, you have too many keywords, you can at that point decide, you know, should we go with just basements or finished basements? I think if you go with finished basements, you're kind of covering both bases that way, because it should still populate when the basement comes up as well, regardless if finished
yeah.
is in front of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, for sure. Now, do you know if Robert wanted you to do the client onboarding with our technician team, or if he wanted to do that? I wasn't sure.
He probably wants me, but I'm thinking.
Hey, how you doing? How's the store?
Good. What are we talking about?
So for the
my ears were ringing.
He knew. Well, first of all, let's just clarify. We did go over the hours of operation for your company. We said 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Is that correct, or did you want me to change anything about that?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, what specific targeted areas are you looking to be found in? You can give me zip codes, counties, or cities, you know, however you want to go about it.
I'm
this
give
is
you
your
some
radius.
Cities.
Okay, great.
I'm going to give you some cities.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to say, obviously, Saugus, Marblehead, Peabody.
What was the last one?
Peabody.
Got it.
Saugus, Marblehead, Peabody. When I name a city, how far away should the next city be? Do you want the city next to it or a couple of cities over, just to help you get a demographic?
It's really like wherever you're looking to be found. I'm actually pulling up a map too, so I make sure that I'm on the same page with you. So I see Saugus.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to, would you want to be found in harassment?
Would it be?
I see harassment next to Saugus. That, you know, that would be, it's,
I don't know. That doesn't sound familiar, harassing. It's
Melrose. Never mind. My apologies.
Okay, yeah, Melrose. Put Melrose is good.
Okay.
Marblehead. I want Marblehead. I want Swampscott. I like Danvers. How many cities are we looking for?
So with this package, it goes out, I believe, about, I want to say 50 miles. Now, you don't have to cover
I'll keep going.
Okay.
Okay, Wilmington. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tewksbury.
All right.
Hamilton.
All right.
You got Swampscott, right?
Mm-hmm.
Peabody, Swampscott.
You want Wakefield or Riviera?
Yes, Wakefield. Yes, very good, Gina. Wakefield, yep. Wakefield.
All righty, I got that.
You want Linfield?
Yes, Linfield, please.
All righty. Cool, got that one.
Riviera?
Riviera.
Yeah, Riviera. Yeah, Riviera's good. Maybe East Boston.
I see Stoneham on the map. Are we looking to target Stoneham at all?
Well, sure. Stoneham and Redding.
Yeah, Redding and Stoneham, yep. Yep, Gina, I got to run in the store. I'll be back in a minute.
North Andover, is that on the map?
Yep, Andover, Andover.
Yep, I got that one.
Lexington isn't, is it?
Lexington, you said?
Yeah.
Let me see. Lexington. Oh, yeah, I see Wakefield now, too. East Boston, okay.
Lexington is further, like, I don't know if it's within the 50-mile radius. I don't know what your radius.
No, I think that'll work. Yeah, for sure. Did you want me to, I also see Medford, Malden. Did you want me to throw those on there as well? Cambridge.
So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just do all greater Boston, North Shore, or just keep listing New York City?
I'm so sorry. The phone kind of, like, cut out a little bit. Can you please repeat that?
Sure. So when you – cities to be found, so all the cities that we're listing to you, is it easier just to do a huge circle of all of Boston and North Shore, or you want to list every city?
If you just want us to drop the pin and have it go as far out as it can, we can just do that and keep it very simple for you. Now, let's say I'm not super familiar with the area, but let's say there might be a bad area that you really don't want to do service in. We can also exclude you from being found in those areas as well. So it's really however you want to go about it. I could just simply write as far out as the pen will allow, and you know, the technicians will take care of that.
Okay. I'm going to let you guys wrap this up from here, okay? Because I'm
going to
make a couple of quick calls.
Okay, but Rob, do you want to list all the cities, or do you want the point out to be from Cambridge, Charlestown? I mean, obviously you don't want to do anything in Roxbury.
What do you mean list
on
what? On
the website.
I'm not.
On the website.
On the website, all it has to say is serving the greater Boston and Metro North.
Hey, they are going to go over all of this with you much more in-depthly during your client onboarding on Monday. Rob, you said that you have to go. Real quick, let me just ask you, you know, when would you like me to schedule the onboarding for Monday, and would you like to be part of that, or would you like Gina to just oversee that?
I would like to be some part of it, but, you know, again, I don't know how my schedule is going to be Monday, but yes, I will be, you know, I would say make it sometime, you know, maybe sometime around, I would say 11 Monday.
Okay. Around 11 on Monday.
Something like that, Gina. All right.
Okay. Alrighty, so I'll go.
Gina, you may be able to do that at home remotely too, if you know what I mean. If we don't have much going on at the office. I'm sorry. Can I cut out now, or do you still need me?
I mean, in terms of payment, are you going to be providing the card, or is that, or does Gina have those credentials?
Gina has everything. Gina's going to take care of all that. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
What will you need to bill us, a month up front, or how does that work?
So it's the $249 flat. Since we're billing you on the 28th day of the month, it'll just automatically renew every 28th day. If you are looking to cancel, you would just need to contact our customer support line, which I provide to you once we get through everything. You would just contact them 3 days before your next billing is due, if there's ever a time that you were looking to cancel.
Okay, thank you.
And hey, Gina, you're very welcome, Robert. And if I don't talk to you again today, I hope you have a fabulous day. And Gina, if we somehow get disconnected, I assure you that I'm going to call you back immediately. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Because I'm not sure if when Robert hangs up, if that'll end your call as well. So in case that happens, just want to be prepared for that.
I think he hung up.
Okay.
Rob. Yeah.
Marco Polo. Alrighty.
I know.
So Gina, how do you accept payment from your customers?
Any type of credit card, cash, personal check.
Cash.
And they'll also accept payment through our invoicing online, which is through QuickBooks, which is like the QuickBooks thing.
QuickBooks. And Gene, I'm sorry, can you hear me okay? It sounds like the phone's kind of cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. All right, so I said any credit card, cash, check, and invoicing online through QuickBooks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. All right, and I have your, they have one. Okay, and I have the Facebook URL, so we're good there. I'm just going to go grab your domain. It asks for it there. Bear with me 1 second. And Gina, I do have Rob's email on file, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this client interview set up. And we're doing it for 11 o'clock in the morning, which would be 11, 10, 9, 8, which would be 8 a.m. for Pacific Standard. And that'll be for Monday the 31st. Just checking to make sure that they have that availability. So if it's at 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. So I'm getting together that invitation now. I'm going to be sending it to that email address that Robert provided me.
Yeah,
do you have access to that? You have access to that too, so that's fine to just send it to that one. Okay, great. I'm sending over that invitation, and you'll see our client interview email as well. They'll send you a reminder about an hour before the interview. Now, with the interview, what happens is we ask you to cut out to give us them an hour to give you a call. So between 11 and 12, they will call you. However, once they have you on the phone, the client interview can take anywhere from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. So I just want to be very clear about that. It's a little dependent on, you know, how in-depth and how many questions that you and Robert may have. So just want to give you a heads up on the timeline for sure.
Okay.
Robert and Gina. And what number should I have them contact directly? Do you want me to provide your number, or should we do the 0200 or Rob's direct cell?
You can try Rob's direct cell first, and if he doesn't answer, then you can call me. But I'm thinking he wants me to do it remotely, so I don't know. But he said he wants to get...
Gotcha. Okay. So I'll go ahead and grab your cell number and throw that in there. And Gina. I'm just putting that in there then. Gina. Okay. Great. So I'm going to go ahead and send over that invitation. It'll be sent to, again, to that email that he provided me with. You guys should see that come through any minute. Great. Okay. So just going to fill that in for our question here. Scheduled for 7:31:23 at 8 a.m. standard time. Okay, perfect. Let me just make sure that I have all these questions answered, services, link, license, website, payment. Okay. I'm going to leave a note here, too, in terms of the specific target areas. I'm going to leave a note for the technician team to really make sure they dive into that with you guys on Monday when they have you on the phone.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, perfect. So then I guess then all we have left to do is I'm just going to get the package ready for you. So just give me 1 second, just putting together the invoice, and then we should be good to go with the payment, and then I'll send you over a copy of the invoice. And, shouldn't be too much longer. Now, with the card that – actually, I'm getting a little ahead of myself – sorry, Gina, just give me 1 second. I'm just making sure that I choose the correct package for you real quick.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're doing the 249. All right, and then we have Max. All right. Okay. So, Gina, for the card that we're using today, does that have Robert's name or the company name or your name even?
It has Robert and Bagley Construction.
Okay. Does it have Robert Bagley on it, or does it say Robert and Bagley Construction?
Nope, it says Robert Bagley, and then below it says Bagley Construction.
Okay, great. We're just going to keep it to Robert's name. We just need one or the other. And then for the billing address, that would be the 24 Main Street, Saugus, Massachusetts, 01906.
Yeah, you can't do it P.O. box, right?
I might be able to. Can I do a P.O. box for the billing? I know for your Google Business profile, we can't do a P.O. box, but I can ask about, I just asked about the P.O. box for billing.
Okay. That's
so fine. We'll see what they say about that.